what is the difference between a complicated and an uncomplicated urinary tract infection? And unfortunately, complicated gets, pardon the pun, complicated. You've got devices, you've got surgical involvement, you've got things that are abnormal from the human anatomy that results in a higher risk of complications, bacterial infection, sources that are more difficult to treat versus antibiotics. So it can make it a bigger host, a bigger pathogen breeding ground, for lack of better terms, resulting in more difficult therapies needed for these patients. So which patients are at high risk for developing complicated UTIs? These patients, unfortunately, are a wide variety. On the simplest side, you have male patients just because their anatomy is unique as compared to females. So a lot of times they have their own problems involving the prostate. On the opposite extreme, you can have transplant patients who don't have a typical kidney function and bladder abnormalities due to the surgery. Patients who've had stents put in, who have drains because of hydronephrosis, bladder stones, kidney stones, any of those can make the source of bacteria very difficult to eradicate. So how do you distinguish asymptomatic bacteriuria versus a complicated UTI and the importance of distinguishing the two? It's very important, actually, because most patients with an asymptomatic bacteriuria, you really don't need to treat. Unfortunately, people forget that the urine and the bladder is actually not a sterile site, and it can be a home for a lot of different bacteria that just live there and enjoy the nice warm environment. Unfortunately, those patients that do have complicated devices, they now have an opportunity for those normal pathogens to move in and have a place to hide out from the immune system and cause actual infections. The biggest difference, if at all possible, would be the presence or absence of symptoms. Most patients that have a complicated UTI are going to have systemic symptoms such as white count, fever, aches, chills, back pain. They may or may not have the hesitancy or the burning because they've got other issues that will typically override those. But an asymptomatic patient, the only real presence you have is just the bacteria in the urine.